Recording.
Start streaming, connecting. Hello and welcome. We'll give people some time to show up. We were late. We can give everyone else a little bit of time to get here. It is Sunday, the 7th of April.
Yeah, that's my day. That's my day right there.
It's birthday. Happy birthday, Ed.
Cheers, man.
Give me some love.
25 now.
Mm-hmm. You look like the worst 25-year-old I've ever seen. Okay. If I saw a 25-year-old that looks like you, I'd just be like, slow down, man.
Dude, why are you living so fast? Yeah, okay. Feelings checked. Got it.
No offense, but I don't think it's a goal to look 25.
Damn.
Unless you're like 25 or under.
Dude, I'm good with where I'm at, honestly.
Yeah. I like to look my age.
I don't want
to
be a kid anymore. I don't want to be an adult either, but
I did not enjoy being a kid. I think that's one of my difficulties about raising a child is disliking childhood. So like, man, it's going to suck for the next like 18 years.
I know. Isn't that a trip?
You got like a good 5 years, a fun 5 years. And then from that point on, just a cog in the fucking system, man.
Forever and always.
And you can't even drink afterwards. You know, at least, well, you turn like 16, I guess you can start drinking after school.
God, that doesn't even sound fun anymore either, though.
Whatever, dude. Being a drunk 16-year-old, a blast. Way fun.
I mean, I guess. I don't know. I don't look fondly on those memories from where I'm at now, but I guess in the moment, that shit was, not that I was doing that.
I was going to say, you're a 16-year-old.
Yeah, I wasn't doing any of that shit.
What were you doing at 16?
Going to church.
Really?
Yeah, leading a Cubbies Awana group.
That's fun. That seems kind of cool, actually. And I now did that, enjoy but that. You say that, and you have like a cringe on your face. But I'm like, that's so much more rewarding and like fulfilling.
I mean, I guess my mom, as a punishment, took the privilege of doing that away from me for I don't know who fucking knows what I did. I was crushed though. I really liked working with those kiddos.
That's wild. I think I was, I knew, like, I was friends with maybe two Boy Scouts by the time I was 16. But I was like, if I would have stayed in Iowa in that troop, I'm willing to bet that I would have been a lot more like you in that, where, like, I would have just been, like, a balls deep Boy Scout.
Church fucking, boy.
Yeah, altar yeah. boy, probably. I don't know. You know, I was an altar boy up until moving out here.
You know, you've told me that. I forget about that altar.
Yeah.
You don't strike me as an altar boy.
Well, and, like, it wasn't just moving here. I think in sixth grade is when I started to, like, I think that's probably the age for most kids is, like, fifth and sixth grade. You start to, like, really start to think for yourself and start to question things. And that's where you begin that. And when you're in the Catholic Church, the moment you ask a question, you were like punished and shot. Like you just you shut down so hard that it just raises more questions. I think it must be a instinctual human thing that when a question is so hard, you won't even answer or entertain it or anything. Then you need the answer, you know?
Oh, well, yeah, nothing like begets curiosity, like being told to not ask questions. Like why? What are you hiding? Like, I wasn't curious, but now you're being dodgy, and I have nothing but questions.
The line, thou shalt not believe in other gods or praise false idols.
Right.
That struck such curiosity in my brain, because I thought there weren't other gods.
I know, right?
So, love that like, shit. You don't need to say other gods and false idols if they're all false idols.
Right, just right. No false idols. Just say that.
But
say it with your chest. Nah, unlikely. This is episode 26 of Pocket Cast. Second live stream.
Oh, yeah, that's the way to say it. I see you did that.
You like that?
I like that, yeah. I like live episode better, but...
Yeah, live episode, live stream. Live recording is what I'm saying. It's all of these things. So, kind of be a D for all.
Yeah.
But it's not a test, so who gives a shit? This time we played Grand Theft Auto, Chinatown Wars for the NDS. What a fucking banger of a game.
Dude. It's so good, but it's also, we fucked ourselves, dude.
How?
This is the best game. I don't know if it gets like better. My personal favorite, we've already played, which is Hotel Dusk.
Yeah.
And now we have played the, not even arguably, just the best DS game.
It really is.
It's the highest rated. They do so much.
It's a straight up GTA game, which you would not expect. And it's just so much fucking fun to play, dude. It's slinging dope. It's the best.
It's better than some, like a lot of GTA games. I will go out. I will die on this fucking hill that this is better than a lot of GTA games. Not all. I am still.
I'll give you that.
Fucking. Oh, you're talking about slinging drugs.
Dude, my favorite fucking.
Do you know what I did for the last 2 weeks? I barely continued the storyline. Yeah. I got a little bit past that. But yeah, once you start selling drugs, it's like. I'm just going to cruise around and go from the Jamaicans to buying some fucking... It would always work out to me, and maybe it works out for other people too, where for whatever reason, where I kept spawning, the drug dealer closest to me was selling downers. The only person that buys downers is Jamaicans. And there's something so satisfying, because I think... I don't recall, and maybe it changes. I haven't paid too much attention. Weed is the cheapest drug you can buy, I think.
Generally speaking, yeah.
So you sell these downers for a hell of a markup. And then you fill up your duffel bag with weed.
Dude, just chock full. 50 units.
It just is so satisfying. And I had so much fun even getting busted with the drugs and losing them all. I was sitting next to Morgan and I was playing and I just did this huge coke deal. Mm-hmm. Just dumped all of my money in this coke deal. And I fucking running away from the cops. Where they get you, right? Is you hop out of your car because they finally beat your car down.
Dude, and they they just throw you on the ground immediately. You're like, I could have fought these fucking cops off, dude, for sure.
Or you hop out, get into another car.
Yeah.
And that's when they fucking pull
They fucking
your
rip
out.
The door open.
And I like, love it, though. It's here. Such a gamble, right? That countdown. Because there's obviously an in-game countdown of how long you have to reach a certain speed before that cop can pull you out of the car. And if you just grab a random car, you don't know which one you're grabbing. I hope it's a Stallion.
Dude, I'll be scraping cops off the side of my car, just hitting oncoming traffic, dude. Like, get the fuck off of me, pig.
Oh, man, it's so much fun.
It's the only time I'm, like, happy to be running from the cops because I'm like, oh, I was going to do a quest, but I forgot. I've got a bunch of coke and heroin on me.
Now they should just
I'm risking,
real.
Like, 30, 40K.
Mm-hmm. I got to get to my apartment or I got to get to a paint shop or get rid of these cops. And then... Getting rid of the cops. Why don't other GTA games use this mechanic?
It's my favorite, like, reduce your manhunt, stars, whatever
it's
system.
It's so fun that you have in this GTA game. If you haven't played Chinatown Wars, another thing that baffles me. This is going to keep happening. I'm going to side rail a lot.
Side rail away, bro.
The DS is one of the best-selling handheld consoles of all time. I understand that Chinatown Wars is not one of the... I don't know. I don't know where it sits on the selling charts. I believe it is the most pirated game on the DS. I don't know how well it sold on the DS. I think it's one of their Rockstar's biggest failures due to piracy.
I'm going to go out actually and say that I looked it up and it is the best selling game of all time for any platform to date.
I
looked it up. That's what it
really?
Said.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what bothers me is how few of people I feel have played this game, even though it's the best game on one of the best selling systems ever. But anyways, let's get back to the system in Chinatown Wars for getting rid of the cops. Is where you have, if I have 2 stars, immediately to get down from 2 stars to 1 star, I have to eliminate 2 cop cars. And then I am down to 1 cop car that I have to get rid of to get rid of my 1 star. And then if you fuck up somehow while you're in that kind of wanted zone, I guess we'll call it, you're on parole. Check out that cat's asshole.
It's like premium content.
When you're on parole, if you hit a cop or do whatever fucked up dumb thing, you then have all of those stars back. Not just instantly. One star, you're back up to two or three.
You
could
be 2 seconds away from getting off scot-free, and then you fucking look at a pedestrian wrong. Get out of here, Jack. It's not time for editing. And they're back on your ass like it just started. But, dude, ramming those cop cars or driving them into shit, they always hit everything at 1,000 miles an hour. It's fucking awesome. They'll be, like, pulling up around you at normal speed, and then they're like, oh, I'm hitting a pylon, and then just accelerate 200% and just smoke the fuck out of it. Dude. It's awesome. It's
so satisfying. And the fact that you forget that – I don't know what you – you almost forget this is, like, a 3D game. You forget that there is up in, like, a height to this.
Yeah,
so
dude,
all of a sudden
the
car flips and everything and comes up off the ground and it just blows you away. Like, what?
Oh, dude, it's so – it looks so good. It runs so smooth and clean. It's fucking insane. It's easily, I think, the best 3D game on the NDS that I've – at least that we've played.
Yeah, I mean, I can't think of any argument I want to argue, but I can't. Yeah, no, I mean, it does its own thing. Obviously, this game came out later on in the life cycle, and paid a lot of attention to people trying to really go far out of their...
Nice.
They were trying to really break the boundaries of the DS and handheld gaming.
Oh, sure.
And then you see they looked at it and said, here's what we can do well within it. Doing the cel-shaded graphics,
it looks so fucking clean.
2.5 3D kind of back down. Because we will eventually get to Cop the Recruit. Maybe that's a 3DS title. I know there are other 3D open world games where they bring the camera down all the way.
I mean, hell, Transformers, like street level?
Right? Transformers
is an
example.
But Transformers wasn't putting out like this game was.
No.
And that one honestly
was
pretty
decent. That's probably why, though, right? Is because you're sacrificing a lot of room to have things when you have that full.
Individual models had a lot more going on in that game, whereas I feel like they sacrificed a lot of detail for the on-the-street elements, you know. NPCs, player model, vehicles, dumpsters, whatever the fuck you've got going on. But where they make up for that is the scope of the fucking environment. Buildings are huge. Everything has scale to it. And it looks clean as fuck when you're driving underneath like an elevated train rail.
Yeah.
Holy fuck, so good.
The music?
Phenomenal.
The reggae station? It's like dub reggae. It's the fucking, oh my god. And then the techno music is just fucking blasting.
The music was so much fun. Like, this entire game was a package.
If you're a music maker, steal some shit from this fucking soundtrack. Sample it. There is so much shit. Like, Foresight is what I think of when I think of this soundtrack. Because you could easily throw this onto a chill beats and hip hop to study to thing. And they would fit just right in perfectly. You could put some fucking lo-fi effects on a rap voice on top of this shit. Beautiful.
Absolutely. If you are a person, commit a crime.
Fucking do it. Always. Anytime. If you have the opportunity. No. Fixed it.
Hell yeah, we're good again.
Don't get scared.
Also, don't commit crimes, for real. But this game made committing crimes a hell of a lot of fun. And I think that's the shtick of a GTA title, right? You can follow our guided missions and we will hold your hand as you fuck shit up. Or you can take the initiative and go fuck shit up on your own.
You are so heavy, oh my god.
Dude, I tell you, ever since I got the second cat, man, he's been competitive.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, those cats be shitting a lot now. It's unfortunate.
It is. It's the life of a cat owner.
Oh, dude. Just scooping up shit and cleaning up messes.
Speaking of messes, I broke a glass.
Yeah, that's why we don't have the same glass.
It is. And while I was doing, while I was cleaning up the glass that I had shattered, this is extremely off topic. I had a reminder of this crazy dream that I used to have when I first started bartending, where I would I had this dream. It was reoccurring. I normally don't have reoccurring dreams. And anytime there's a broken glass, which was often because that was how people, when they finished a drink, they would get rid of the glass, was by breaking it.
Oh, that was just tradition. You
know, as in dreams.
Right.
And the way that I had to clean up the glass and dispose of it was by eating it.
Fuck. That's a rough dream, dude.
It is, man. God. It is fucking brutal. It's
not a good one. Don't eat glass.
It didn't hurt. It was just inconvenient.
Oh, man. Relatable, man. I feel like the older I get, the more damage I might physically cause myself or the more I might fuck shit up. I get so mad. And I'm not even mad that I'm hurting or that I... it depends on what I broke. But I'd probably be upset that I just broke it. But then all of the downstream bullshit that comes with hurting yourself or breaking something and having to fix it, or the money you're going to have to shell out to undo whatever the fuck you just did in a 3-second time span.
It's a 5-second decision.
Oh, dude, 3 seconds just cost me $200 and 4 hours of my time.
Yep. That was instantly pissed. When Steve-O broke his leg,
ooh,
it just like just rolled into fucking issues. And I remember he said that it was a 5-second decision to jump over the fence to get the Frisbee. And then dislocate his knee or something along those lines.
I already know.
And it's a 5-second decision for a fucking $5,000 problem.
Yeah.
And that's the most frustrating part about it, is that if I would have just stopped.
Would have just slowed the fuck down.
And gone around and picked that up.
Wouldn't always be here.
Yeah.
Always, dude. I fucking snapped the handle off my door.
When I dropped that glass, it was so slow-mo. You can't totally see it here, but we've got a couple audio things here. And the cord was wrapped around my leg, and I'm the clumsiest person on the planet. And the cord was around the cup, and it started pulling the cup, and I watched all this happening. And being bartender long enough, being a bartender long enough even, I tell people not to catch falling glass.
Yeah.
Let it break. You can sweep it up, but if you try to catch falling glass, you stand a chance of it breaking and you catching it right as it breaks and just grabbing a fistful of a wine glass. And I've seen someone do that.
God.
So.
That's not a good time.
Sorry about your floor, but.
It reminds me of the shift training that you get for insert name of pizza restaurant here. They always
don't
drill
catch
into
that knife.
Don't catch the knife and don't catch the falling hot pizza. You know what I do?
I would catch
hot
pizza.
I catch hot pizza, yeah, bro, all day.
Absolutely.
I catch it like I enjoy doing it.
How can you not?
Dude, getting baby blasted with all that fucking lava temperature tomato sauce.
I meant how can you not catch it? Like, it's that instinctual. But, yeah, also, how could you not enjoy that happening to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little warmth, a little leaven.
A little workers' comp never hurt anybody.
Except for you don't get workers' comp because when you work at a pizza place, you probably can't pass a drug test.
I feel like I want to be offended by that. If I thought that I had,
if you're offended by that, comment in the chat. Let us know.
Yeah, comment. Let us know what kind of drugs you do
at a pizza place.
What drugs wouldn't you do at a pizza place?
We both worked at a pizza place. I think we both know the answer to that.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm. I worked at a KFC where people used to smoke dope in the fucking walk-in cooler.
Oh, dude, if that's all that's happening in the walk-in, it's fine. That's fine. Dude. The amount, dude. Walk-ins should be illegal. Straight up. I'm just saying it right now.
We once had a cook huff all of the ready whip, the Cool Whip ready whips. And it took us months to figure out why the Cool Whip was always coming out shitty. Like, oh, they're just getting that really cheap shit or something.
Right.
You know? And then he got caught on camera just going back there and just huffing that shit out.
Just doing it in front of the camera, dude.
I just can't give a fuck, I guess, at that point.
I guess.
He did it for months. I mean, supplies and supplies of fucking...
Bro is getting it. Dude, he had
smart.
A sweet gig going.
He had a good, yeah, you know, can't blame the guy.
We had a dude at, I never knew the dude. This was right before I started working there. But I worked at this Little Caesars that was owned by this guy. He owned a handful of them, like 3 or 4, I think, in the Colorado area. But he was an ex-con, and he predominantly hired ex-cons, you know, second chance kind of thing. And so I just worked with a bunch of felons, and it was just me. little Justin Bieber looking ass motherfucker working with all these tatted up cholos and shit. It was awesome. It was the best fun I've ever had in my life. But they had
you,
to.
You did come home so happy from that job.
Dude, I fucking, like, honest to God, like, the pay was dog shit. And it was literally, I mean, how many miles was that?
It was across all of Fort Collins.
It was all the way across town, dude. And I work split shifts, so I'd make that trip four times on a bike. But straight up, that was easily the best job I've ever had. But they fired some dude for putting his penis in the dough in the walk-in.
There's a guy out here that got in trouble for pissing in the coleslaw.
Like, how do you... How do you just get, you to, get that to that point?
I don't know. I at the same time, though, I get it in a little bit.
Do you,
but I think because...
You resonate with that?
Yeah, 10 years. Because if these people, I mean, I don't know how long they worked at these places. But say you've done 10 years at the same KFC Taco Bell in fucking shithole Nebraska.
Sure.
And just like somebody just fucks with you the wrong way and you just snap. And
you're just like, I'm
I don't know, though, because whoever you're trying to get revenge on, right?
That, like, guy's gone.
Yeah.
Now you're just giving grandma a heart attack.
Yeah, you're just pissing in some slaw. That's
a little slaw piss.
A little sloppies.
Yeah. I mean, I could absolutely resonate with, you know, dunking your balls in some asshole's taco and giving it to him.
Absolutely.
All day.
Yeah.
No problem. No qualms here.
Yeah.
But just straight, like, friendly firing. All people that enjoy coleslaw, yeah, like, Jesus, that's harsh.
As a person that doesn't really like coleslaw, though, fuck you, slaw eaters.
Dude, slaw is so good. What the fuck? I hazard guess you just don't like vegetables.
I enjoy Southwest slaw, in fact.
But is that salad? It sounds like it's with ranch.
No, it's not with ranch. I don't know what the difference is. Maybe it's a sweeter mayonnaise or something.
A sweeter mayonnaise? The fuck?
It's more of a mayonnaise, maybe even, because the Southwest slaw is like white. There's no carrots in it. I don't really fuck with carrots too much. That's why I'm blind.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That tracks, actually.
Yeah, it's facts.
So what you're saying is you do like slaw. You're just particular about how
I'm
to make it?
I'm just particular about my slaw. Yeah, I thought I went my whole near.
Again,
my,
friendly fire. Until just fucking just banishing all slaw eaters, only to find out that you actually like slaw.
Yeah, I've always tried coleslaw. I always wanted to like coleslaw. It's just something every time I eat it, I'm like, I don't fucking like it.
Coleslaw's fire.
Is it uncooked cabbage?
Yeah, it's cabbage, but you wilt the absolute shit out of it, draw out a lot of the moisture. So you salt the ever living fuck out of it,
and see, it gets probably soft and wilty. Cabbage is what I don't like about it.
Oh, it's so crispy.
I enjoy cooked cabbage, but
creamy.
I don't like raw cabbage. I just like raw cabbage.
Damn. I just feel like you're missing out, dude.
Well, we are a Nintendo DS focused podcast.
Absolutely.
Video cast.
That's all we talk about.
That's all that we do. If you didn't know, slaw does relate to this game in the sense that you work at a Chinese place that makes probably... egg rolls.
Oh. And I guess sometimes you might find cabbage
in
an
egg
roll.
Isn't his uncle a fucking dick?
Dude, that guy sucks balls, dude. Like, your dad dies and his brother. And he's like, yeah, that's real sad. Business. I need to have a big penis. Do my bidding.
I always forget about how in every GTA game, everyone sucks.
All the characters.
All the characters. The worst fucking... Like, the main character is just this relatable person, usually, that's just trying to fucking get by.
Sometimes.
In some sleazy way.
Sometimes,
you know, like,
yeah.
I'm not saying they're a good person, but in comparison to everyone around them, they seem to be the most rational.
Arguably... I guess it depends on the GTA.
I'm not talking about GTA 5.
Right? I'm literally over here only thinking about GTA
outside 5. Outside of GTA 5. I mean, Vice City... Not Vice... Yeah, Vice City, I mean, same deal. You're working for some crazy fucking drug dealer types, and you're, like, kind of forced into this whole thing.
That's fair.
GTA 3, I have barely played the story in that one, so I can't say.
I don't remember it at all.
San Andreas, absolutely. CJ is the level-headed dude.
Oh, for sure.
Like, he's not trying to do this shit.
Dude could be a CIA guy, for sure.
Absolutely.
He's sharp as a tack.
And then this game. So I'm comparing to like three games, but
that's, I mean, that sounds like a controlling majority of the existing GTA titles.
Yeah.
So I'll take that.
So I just feel like the people around you are just so irrational. It reminds me of Postal, especially like it's something I've never connection I've never made of. Obviously, I don't know. I'm curious. Was Postal 2 considered a GTA clone? Because GTA clones. So when GTA came out,
right
afterwards, anything that was a free roaming open world game that was 3D was kind of considered a GTA clone.
Okay.
Postal 2 is kind of like that. It's extremely as violent as can be. It's as offensive as can be. Kind of like GTA games. The difference I will say is that it seems like Grand Theft Auto is not offensive on purpose, necessarily. Whereas Postal is offensive on purpose, and then they write the story around that. Whereas
I would say they're both offensive. I feel like Postal is just like, we're doing this for the sole sake of being vulgar and disgusting and in your face and fuck you. Whereas GTA is like, we play a game, but we play a game with penis in hand, you know?
I don't understand.
They get it.
I hope.
See, I feel like this one's more of a Conker's meets Zelda. And I'm talking about the other one, not GTA.
You're talking about Postal. Conker's meets Zelda.
Yeah.
Without
the platforming.
Yeah.
So call it the writing of Conker's or Conky.
I'm going to say that you haven't played Postal 2.
I have played Postal 2. I haven't played whatever the vulgar squirrel game
because
is.
Because Postal 2 has some, like, it's very on the nose. But they are making some very valid. There's some very valid. Like they're making a statement with the offensiveness, you know. And you say that, but you also have to think about time and fucking place.
As soon as you said it, they're making a statement, I immediately wanted to cut my nuts off.
PC culture is totally shifted, is what I will say.
I mean,
and now when people are worried about being politically correct, it leans more to satisfying the left. When that game came out,
I don't know, Cyberpunk 2077,
PC,
you could have a
definitely
chick with
leans
a dick.
More to the right. Like PC is more about satisfying people to the right, the fancier, the wealthier, the richer.
Boobs and a dick, it's the best of both worlds.
I don't understand your argument.
Cyberpunk 2077.
What about it?
You can make a character who has a penis and also titties.
What does that have to do with being like?
And you can look at him. I'm just saying it's also making a point.
So when Postal 2 came out, there was a lot of shit going on about video games being violent, the cause of violence.
Sure.
This is around the time of 9/11 and brown people just being fucking blamed. They go and they make a full argument about that. And like they make a joke about who actually does the bombing and the fucking Muslims getting all the blame for it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of just raunchy shit in there, but there's also they're making some like South Park. It's South Park.
Satire.
Yes. It's a very satire South Park kind of humor. And you get a little bit of that, I think,
in Postal.
In GTA.
Postal 2. Oh, in GTA, sure. Yeah. Dude, the dialogue, I mean, all of the characters suck ass, but the dialogue is fucking great. It's so fucking funny. Some of the shit that they say, it almost makes me think like, oh, this is just a dog shit translation. And then I'm like, nope, that's how they wrote this. This is great, actually. This is hilarious.
Do you encounter the American dude that wants you to, he needs a gun?
I don't think so.
Because you can
so.
Just pick up random side quests.
Right, yeah. You can,
and this guy is just like this redneck that's like, boy, come over here. Where are you from? You know, he's like, I'm from China, you know, blah, blah. He's like talking about, you know, first he goes on this thing about all the foreigners and all this and that, and the China's taking all of our jobs and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And then he talks about how he needs a gun and how he can't get a gun because he's a felon. So he needs you to go rob some guns from the ammunition trucks.
Nice.
And then at the end is like, talk about how much he's always liked Chinese people, or he only talks good about the Chinese or something like that.
He's
just like, he's just this like perfect stereotype.
I love that. That's so great. The fucking side quests are fucking awesome.
I totally forgot about them.
I don't remember. Like, I've played through this game. Well, not all the way through, but I have played this game before. I don't remember any side quests, to be honest. But those were awesome. I picked one up from a hot dog vendor. I don't even remember. I had to go to his house because he thought his wife was cheating on him or something. And he had to go... Or no, yeah, he thought his wife was cheating on him, so you had to go plant a tracker on her car and then follow the car. And I don't remember exactly how it ended, but I'm pretty sure a bunch of people died. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Terrible moneymaker. Sell drugs for money.
Yeah. Like, the missions give you no money. You get
like $50, $100. Like, meanwhile, like, I drove across town and I made $32,000 on heroin and fucking barbiturates.
It is so fun, dude. Oh my God. Fucking.
Oh, it's just a great, like, excuse to explore and to take advantage of the driving mechanics, which are fucking great.
They are so good. And that was. You have to do, like, the one where you're defending, like, you're trying to help the guy win the race. Did you do that mission?
Oh, yeah. You have to, like, hold off all of the other racers. It's fucking hard
because he's so bad. The guy that you're trying to protect is so bad. But it makes you, then it opens up the racing.
Yeah. Oh, dude. The racing is fun, dude. You can win the race.
I think I said
either by winning, you could also get wasted. But you can win by winning the race or via attrition. Dealer's choice.
Via what?
Attrition. If nobody else is left across the finish line, you win by default. Oh, it's a lot of fucking fun. The vehicle mechanics make this game for me, honestly. If they were not good, this would have been a different experience, I think. It's
really impressive, too, the size of the screen that you have. And you don't ever feel claustrophobic, like you can't see ahead. Like, you always have the response time.
I felt like it did at first. But, like, I got used to it really quickly.
I feel like you learned the town really well. When I was playing this game, I think, like, so this came out around the time of GTA 4, I believe. That would make sense.
I think you're right, honestly.
And so I remember going on playing, I remember playing GTA 4, like, years and years later after playing this game. And driving through and seeing that, the archway thing that's in the, there's like a, it's not really a roundabout, but your road kind of splits around it, and there's this archway that's in GTA 4 as well, because this is Liberty City that you're playing in.
Yeah.
And the moment I saw that, I was kind of like, I know where I am and where I'm going, and
it's a simplified version. Yeah, but the layout is roughly the same. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, once I figured that out, I was kind of like, I remember playing GTA 4 and just immediately being a little bit more cognitive of where I was at and where
that's awesome.
Go to get somewhere. Yeah, that's the other cool thing about the drug dealing and doing that on the side in between your missions is then when you're running some missions, you end up seeing an area and you know already the weird twist coming up on that road because you've been taking that to get to the Jamaican all this time.
Oh, you get those fucking dealer routes. They'll hit you up, send you a text, be like, hey, man, I'm fiending super fucking hard. I will pay whatever the fuck you want. For weed or for coke or whatever, and then I'm just dropping every penny I have, running this dude as much blow as possible, and just, you know, making out like a bandit. But then you get those roads down, you pick up a roadster or some kind of speedy fucking car, and you're just ripping up those roads, and then you clip a cop car, and you're like, oh fuck,
and then you end up being a fucking drug kingpin because you get that coke deal where someone's trying to sell a bunch of coke and you don't have anyone to sell it to. I mean, you could take it to the people that normally buy it for a markup, or you could take it home and put it in your stash box.
True.
And wait to get the email that someone needs it. And then that's when you make, like you said, that $32,000. I'm going to go buy a fucking apartment. It
feels good.
It does a really good. It's so funny because when the missions give you so little money, you know, guns are the costly and all this stuff, it gives so much more weight to the money you get from drug dealing.
Oh, absolutely. You legitimately don't get shit for doing missions. You have to, like, you have to do drug deals.
Yeah.
I legitimately don't know. I mean, because I didn't actually go buy any guns. I only used whatever weapons I could find in dumpsters.
Yeah.
Which, honest to God, I'm not going to lie to you, was like two or three. Other than that, I would just, like, farm this one spot for body armor, and I would go to the gas station, and I would fill up, like, 20 or 30 Molotov cocktails.
Yeah.
And then I would just be handing those out like fucking Santa Claus on Christmas Day, dude. Just everyone have a Molotov. Have a Molotov. Just get a fucking Molotov for their birthday, dude.
Especially with the races, dude.
Using those things from the car, it's like the only way to do vehicular assault in this game, short of like, well, using the vehicle. The car. Yeah.
But you need that thing to race.
Yeah, they take hits. They take hits and they'll blow the fuck up. That's tragic.
Motorcycles are completely useless, I felt like.
They're so much fun, though, dude.
But they fucking... they go so fast.
They go too fast, fast. And then you smoke something, and that's it.
That's it. You're dead. If a cop hits you, you're done.
You're just fucked.
There is no taking them off the road.
Oh, fuck no.
But I do just love the art. And we talked about this in the last episode. But the shot of you on the bike from the top is just... such a genius use of...
He looks so good, and I honestly... Like, I couldn't, like, look at that and then try to replicate that, like, in a pixel drawing application, you know, something like that.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
It's just... It's really well done, and at no point was I ever like, what am I looking at? I could tell. I could see, like, NPCs, which honestly, when you think about it, look like a top-down view of a Minecraft character.
Yeah.
You've got a blob for the head... blobs for the shoulders, and then you'll see the arms and legs kind of move as they're walking or whatever, but it looks so fucking clean. The refresh rate is insane. I don't know what it is. It's probably not crazy.
Did you play this on the emulator so that you could
up
the graphics? I didn't. I really want to do that.
It looks so good just on the NDS itself.
If I do that, I think I will stream it on here.
That'd be dope.
Yeah. I would think about...
Do a little gameplay stream.
Yeah, I just want to see... I can only imagine it looks just fucking beautiful upscaled.
It looks... I mean, it looks incredible the way it is.
Yeah, it does. I saw a preview for the PSP version of this, and I don't know if it was just that the... I mean, I was watching the trailer from 2009 or 10.
Sure.
And I felt like this looked better. I don't know if it's just that from the, you know, if the video was old or if I'm biased to the DS, but I did feel like, because it seemed like looking at the PSP version, they tried using, I imagine they have more polygons to use. I don't know if I'm using the right
Man,
words.
However the fuck it works, I don't know.
But it looks like they kind of tried too hard to make it look a little too realistic. They kept, in the DS, they kept it cartoony. The comic book paneling... It was great. It was such a good way of... What hasn't been said about this game? My God. The downside for this game is the lack of cheat codes. That's my only...
Were there any?
Yeah, there are.
What the fuck?
Yeah, you can get armor, you get health, you can change the weather, you can get weapons, you can change your wanted level.
What?
But
are they button mash inputs, or is it just a set of...
It's like LL, you know, YX, YX. Fuck?
I didn't even think to look it up, dude. That's annoying.
Well, without cheat codes, once again, it gives the money more gravity.
That's true, you know, man. I try not to fuck around with cheat codes because I just instantly don't want
to
play anymore.
My favorite way to do cheat codes, San Andreas is the best example of this. Where they've got flying cars cheat code. So you just there's something so fun about, and it's nostalgia, I'm sure, but
you're just as likely to fucking kill yourself flying cars as to actually have a benefit,
though. It's a good time, though, because that's not to give you a benefit, right? It's not cheating to give yourself an advantage. It's just to experience another way of playing the game. Or like they've got super bunny hops on San Andreas, so your bike just like boom, and you can do the super jumps, and the super jumps are always fun because when you land from a super jump, it hurts you, so you always have to land higher than where you jumped from, and then that adds a whole different game within the game that you can kind of play when you get bored of, because if you are a GTA fan, you've probably put so many fucking hours into that game. That, I mean, before GTA 5, where now you can go online and there's all kinds of customized games.
Sure.
I'm sure that other people experienced making up your own game playing GTA 5.
But dude, just,
or GTA
just games. Yeah, like just running around and playing in the world of Grand Theft Auto is just fun. You don't have to have an objective. You don't have to have a goal. You don't have to have a game-made quest. You can just go around and fuck off and, I mean, just drive and live in the sim for a little bit. Run somebody over by accident. All of a sudden, shit's real, and you're just popping off, and it just goes from there. And you're just, you know, driving from one end of the city to the other, having fun.
Yeah. And this game did such a great job of giving you those reasons to be in that. You didn't have to tell yourself to do the follow those rules because you had $30,000 of cocaine on you.
Oh, dude, you never grandma so hard in a car.
Oh man, is
when you're just strapped to the hilt with heroin, just trying not to hit a cop car.
There's this song "Float On" by Modest Mouse that has the line, "It's about." Yeah, hit in a cop car and the cop just drove away. Sometimes life's okay.
Yeah,
dude. I felt that so many times. Like, I think of that line all the time when I play this game.
Oh,
because
dude.
You just barely start bumping the cop. So yeah, and they just drive on. You're like, fucking my God. Oh, man. I didn't have the health for that. My car is smoking right now.
Right. Dude, I've had a couple where I swear to God, I barely scooted a cop car a little bit, and he's like, nope, 2 stars, let's go. And other times I've just straight up t-boned and absolutely murdered whoever the fuck was driving it, and they're like, you're good, dude, like, you're good. Take off.
You run over the cop and you see him bleeding out, and there's the other cop just walking down the
walk street. By he didn't give a fuck, and then, like, you know, I'll curb check a pedestrian. Yep. who's jaywalking. Okay. And they're like, holy fuck, get the helicopters in this motherfucker, we gotta take out this terrorist.
That is, I want to, when I play this game and upscale it, I want to do the cheat code to see what it's like playing with 5 stars.
Fuck. I'm not going to lie, dude. I never pushed it past 2.
I think I did 3 at one point.
You're crazy.
And yeah, it's nuts. 3 is fucking,
that's dude, they're so brutal. Even at 2, they're brutal. Did you do that quest where you had to go and, I don't remember exactly how, like, what the setup for this was. But some dude flew in, and he was in critical condition, and so they had, like, but he was also a wanted fugitive, or he was an inmate in transit, or something like that. And so there's, like, 15 cop cars, all with sirens, and an ambulance to, like, escort him to the hospital or something. And you have to just drive up on the airport and jack the ambulance and drive away with him?
No.
Okay, well, let me tell you about it. Yeah. You do all of those things I just mentioned.
Yeah.
You drive off, instant 2 stars. And not only are you trying to now escape with, like, 15 cop cars chasing you, but the dude will occasionally flatline, and you have to, like, spam press on the dude's heart on the bottom screen in order to revive him so he doesn't fucking die.
I didn't get that far in this.
Oh, fuck, dude. That one was fucking me up. That was a good one, dude. It was, like, stupid little mini games, but they were a lot of fun.
And it never feels gimmicky when there is something that should feel gimmicky.
Yeah.
Breaking into a car and having to unscrew the panel and pull the wires over and then twist the fucking wires together, and you've got this timer going of when it's going to go.
I didn't notice the timer for, like, until the third one, and then I was like, all of a sudden, like, I was like, this is just, I was like, this is kind of gimmicky and dumb. And then I noticed the timer, and I was like, oh, fuck. And I instantly almost fucked it up. I still don't know what happens if you fail, but I got really close. Your alarm
just goes off, and then cops might...
Come over.
Yeah.
Have you ever had them show up at a drug deal?
Yeah, dude.
Fuck! Oh, that one threw me by surprise. Terrifying.
That's why I always have a car parked near with...
Dude, it happened to me the first time at that park where you have to hop the fence over, and the dude's like fucking 3.5 miles in.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. That's, I think they do that to, like,
it's on a purpose. Tutorial. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that one fucked me a few times.
Dude, it's...
Some dude deep in the projects, and the cops show up, and you're like...
Texted me telling me. I see
what's happened here. Yeah.
God, it sucks though. Like, we're homies. We've done so many deals together.
Bro, I have sold you tens of thousands of dollars worth of heroin.
One thing that I thought was really funny was when going to the Jamaicans, they have, and it doesn't matter if you're going to the mob, the Jamaicans, the Chinatown. I mean, it doesn't matter where you are. It's a white guy drug dealer.
Always.
Every time. And it's the funniest fucking...
Shit cracks me up, seems so out of place.
And, like, in the phone, you know, the name relates to the nationality.
Right. In some way, shape, or form. Yeah. Then you get there, and it just looks like some dude named Jerry. Some
crackhead dude. Just, like... They all have, like, the same little voice line that they throw out.
Yeah.
That is also one of my favorite things that reminded me of GTA 2 was just the shit that you hear people just, there's like, I don't know, 18 pre-recorded lines that people will yell out.
Yo, it's hilarious, dude. The all of the little menus that would pop up too that were, that kind of incorporated use of the touch screen in some way. Most of it was honestly completely unnecessary, but it wasn't implemented in a way that felt unnecessary.
You said for the menu?
Yeah, for like some of the menus, just the way that the bottom screen was used, you know? You roll up on a drug deal and you interact with the drug dealer, and then you both have a container of some sort to open, and that's how you select if you're buying or selling. Yeah, you can click on the dude's bag or open his trunk, you know, and select whatever he's got. I like that.
Yeah.
Like when you're throwables, you have to like tap select and then like fling in a direction to like throw them on. And it worked well. It just worked well. I enjoyed that a lot.
The menu I thought was great. It's supposed to be a PDA that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something so satisfying about sliding through it. And it like click, click, click. Like it, depending on how hard really you smooth. Slide it, it. It depends on how far
it felt like you're legit like using
I was
really impressed by it, actually. There's a lot of little things like that I'm like, okay, this game maybe cost a little bit to make. They took some time putting this thing together, because it's clean top to bottom, I think, truly.
And so you make this game, it gets totally pirated, so you know that your sales numbers are not actually based on what came out due to the content. If anything, people fucking love this game. Mm-hmm. It was downloaded so many times. So why not use any... I mean, I understand the touchscreen things, right? Like,
sure.
That makes sense of why not. But just those certain elements in the game, like I think, like we said, the drug dealing and the cop, getting rid of the cops...
Right.
Another thing I'd also like to see in GTA 6 that was part of GTA 2. I don't know if it was in GTA 1. I never played GTA 1.
I didn't either.
GTA 2, there is different gangs you can do favors for. And as you do
your favor up.
Your favor up on the triads, but that means that the Yakuza goes down.
Right.
Right. And the Mafia stays in the middle because they don't fucking all care. Over again. What?
It's current favor 1.0.
Yeah, yeah, that's absolutely right.
Fucking garbage. You know they did away with that completely?
Really?
Favor is not a thing anymore.
Thank God.
That was like a year now.
Oh, that's such a good thing to get rid
of. I'm fucking annoyed, dude. I've done favor on like 3 different accounts.
Well, it's the question of student debt, I guess, right? Are you so selfish that you can't be happy that it's gone?
Fuck off.
Because no, I saw that also.
Let me be grumpy. Because
they're changing
something
too
it.
About like thieving to make thieving experience easier. What? And that's why I'm like, fuck you. No, don't do that. That's bullshit.
I don't feel like it needs to be easier.
No, I don't think
so.
Just
go to Ardoon, bro.
Just like, I don't know. It takes away from the 99 then, right?
I guess. Dude, you can do that shit on mobile brainlessly. It's like, it's easier than fletching.
What do you say about me?
Sorry.
That's right.
Sorry about that.
This podcast was almost called About Arrows, and every episode would start out as, this is Fletcher, and this is not a podcast about arrows.
It was?
Yeah. Well, really? No, not this podcast, just another one I had in mind.
What was to be the primary, like, subject?
Music. It would have nothing to do about arrows.
Okay.
It would just be called About Arrows. And then you get all these people that are coming in that are like,
what's the
Fletching?
Fletching.
My name is Fletcher. This is not a podcast about arrows. That's right.
Fuck. Mm-hmm. I get it now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. About arrows. Damn. It would have been a lot better if you didn't have to explain it to me, but I like that.
Yeah. Well, in case, you know, in case anyone else didn't get it, we really.
Right. That one was
really broke it down. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll sell that a little harder next time. Fuck.
Explain for everyone else listening.
Yeah. So I just got a message in the chat here asking you to explain that in a little bit greater detail, like a 5-year-old would.
Yes, quite.
Made to understand, yes. Please. Yeah.
It's just the meaning of my name.
Got it.
That's the joke.
Yeah. Quality game. I wish we could take another 2 weeks in this one, to be honest.
I think it's going to just be my nightly driver, if you will.
Ooh, yeah, you know? your nightly little driver, yeah, little like GTA little Chinatown bedtime, Wars.
Do some drug dealing and maybe a mission. And
did you know that you can go to the system menu and save at any time?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, I didn't figure that out until yesterday.
It tells you right off the bat.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't rate it. Obviously, I thought you had to go inside of your safe house and sleep on the couch.
I will tell you that until this playthrough, that's how I've played.
Fair enough.
So you're not alone there. I thought the same thing for years.
I've definitely just been like really tired and like my DS is gonna die before I can wake up in the morning. And I'm too tired to go to the safe house, and I'm just gonna eat an hour loss.
I did that so many times.
I could have just fucking gone to the system menu.
Not even necessarily that I was like, I knew my DS was gonna die. I was like, I'll play it in the morning, you know, and then I'll throw it on the charger and then not do that. But whatever, because I enjoyed my time just fucking running, and I can do that same shit that I just did, right?
Honestly, I would agree. Actually, at no point in time, that's not true. I did rage quit a couple of times. That ambulance mission, I had to do like four or five times, and the first time I did it, I was just like, oh, this is like the second mission I have to do for this guy. It'll also be easy. I died instantly, dude. The cops fucking all pinned me and pulled me out of there so fucking fast. Like the first time I went to go revive the guy because it was just flatlining, and then I panicked.
And the hand motion that you just did. Your hands didn't make it up.
Oh, right? just milking two guys right here. Perfect. Wow, excellent. Gonna have to be mindful for that in the future. Whoops.
Have you seen Ricky Stenicki?
Do only clips, oh, man. Dude. I actually want to see it fuck, so bad. It looks so hilarious. Funny. Have you seen it?
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Damn.
Yeah,
what's it on?
It's on Prime.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. That Bobby Lee was giving what's his fuck? The ginger. Andrew Santino. He's giving him so much shit about that.
Yeah, I love that, so dude. Everything I've seen from that looks fucking hilarious.
Highly recommend.
But yeah, I was getting my nuts pushed in on that mission, and I, after like the third time the first night
hold on. We got something going on here. I don't know what happened.
Jack the producer hitting buttons.
Check our viewer count, see if we lost everybody due to something.
Nah, man, we're more popular than ever.
Hell yeah. Thanks for sticking around. Shoot us a message in the chat to let us know. I think I fixed it. I don't fucking know.
People just been watching us lip sync for the last...
Well, no, it's the delay. Basically, it's like a repeater that might be going on. That sounds
terrible.
Yeah, and that's why I instantly...
Well, we will find out here in a minute.
Freaked out. So, please let us know. Sorry, as you were saying.
That mission sucked balls. I died a bunch and I rage quit. I just fucking slammed the lid shut and turned it off. I don't care. The unfortunate thing though is that that was my $32,000 drug loss. Because I assumed it was going to be easy because the first mission for that fuck sack was super easy. And that was the second mission. It was not easy. And I got arrested and I lost everything. I had like $8,000 to my name. I was pissed.
8,000 is not bad. I got fucked over way more than that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got easily in down to like $100
ooh,
due to some shit.
That's rough, dude. I accidentally spent all of my money on scratchers at one point.
That's addicting.
Yeah, that was way too much fun. Things in
this game that feed that addictive personality.
Dude, it was great, man. There's so much to unpack in this tiny little game, honestly. Like, you hear Grand Theft Auto, but handheld. And unless it's for like a Steam Deck or fuck, maybe is there a Switch port for a GTA game?
Yep, there's GTA the trilogy.
No shit.
Yeah, you got 3, Vice City and San Andreas. Oh, it's part of that the remake, the remasters that caught a lot of hell.
And they're not very good.
They're not that bad.
Just not great ports.
There's some of them that are not great ports. And I think also, I don't know. I don't have it in my hand to compare it to, right?
That's fair.
But at the same time, having played the Spyro remaster, the Spyro remaster looks how I remember Spyro looking. But if you go back and look at Spyro,
it is not.
It is not.
Dude, that's how I feel about, I mean, you go back and look at the remastered Ocarina of Time versus the actual N64 title. And it honestly still looks great. It's just, it ain't the remaster. But I remember that game.
Like my, the remaster. Like
my little kid eyes and just thinking, like, this looks incredible.
Yeah.
And it did.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
But not, yeah, you take that additional step back through the graphics and you're like, damn.
Yeah, because I think I remember playing, the last time I had played Majora's Mask was the 3DS remaster. And then I booted up the one on the GameCube that's just the straight port from the N64. And yeah, man, small touches, but still just mind-blowing little differences that it makes.
Yeah, good-looking games, man. And they did a really good job with it. And it just looks so fucking clean. And it's such a blast to play. If you straight up haven't played this game, you're missing out, and you need to spend some GTA. Time. Absolutely.
Right. Just making sure.
Keep up with me here.
Okay.
Yeah. Just I don't have time for Segway.
Oh,
it's
man.
A good gameplay loop. I do want to finish this one at some point.
Yes.
It's good. And I honestly kind of want to see where the story goes. I haven't figured out yet if all of these different people that are vying to...
Oh, I'm excited for you because I do remember some of the twists. I want to keep playing it too. But there's been certain things that I've been like, oh, wow, that's an interesting decision to do. Or like, you know, like I didn't remember that cool thing.
Oh, that's fair.
Jack.
He just keeps sleeping on the
soundboard. He's just sleeping on that board and that's just really...
Yep.
I don't think that button's engaged. But I don't know.
Well, there's one way to find out.
Yep.
After we're done.
That's right.
We should hire an actual producer.
That would be, you know, I'll hiring is a large word.
That's a really big word.
It's a big word.
It's a deep word. Meh, maybe next time.
Yeah. We did not spin our wheel yet. Do you want to spin the wheel?
Yeah, I do want to spin the wheel, actually. I want to spin it real freaking bad.
Is there a way that you could do it over on this screen over here? And then you could share that little screen. But I guess it's not that entertaining to watch. We don't have an actual wheel.
Yeah, no. I mean, I could program one.
Next time, right?
Maybe. I don't. I'm not the kind of make promises kind of guy.
I'm gonna grab my phone.
Yeah, grab your
so
phone,
that
dog.
We can look up the game.
That's a good idea.
While we do this, because.
Oh, we're not playing Sudoku Gridmaster, buddy.
You know, and that's what I was about to say. We're about to break the secret here.
Yeah, we don't ever actually like let randomness actually pick a game. Well, we have a couple of times. I couldn't tell you what times that... Actually, now that I think about it, I'm pretty sure Solo 2 Robo was a random. Whether or not it was the first random of that previous session, I don't know.
Was it really?
I don't remember.
I think it was.
But I think it was a randomly generated prompt, yeah. I just don't remember if it was the first one of the night.
No, on this
one. Oh, you won't play a baseball sim?
Not, no.
That's fair. I don't like sports games. Unless we're doing a sports NFL game. Blades. Jesus. Disney's Chicken Little, Ace in Action.
Let's look it up on my phone here real quick.
Yeah, look that shit up. I bet that's enticing.
Pull up another one just while I'm doing this real quick.
Yeah.
Chicken Little, Ace in Action.
$20 says it's a platformer.
Yeah, I'm expecting a 3D character in a 2D level.
Ooh, like, well, maybe, I don't remember if this one was 2D level. It wasn't the Grim Tales, but
yeah,
it was
that
Grim
Reaper.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I'm expecting to. But I think
that was a pretty good game. The platforming was sometimes atrocious, but it was fun.
Top-down twin-stick shooter.
That sounds awesome.
It does kind of look fun.
Yeah, I think we should do that.
All right.
That's fucking awesome. Second totally random pick.
Disney's Chicken Little,
Ace in Action.
It looks good.
What a surprising title. I was not expecting that.
No, me neither. Love it.
Oh, I hope it's good.
I hope so too. I'm excited. I've watched Chicken Little so many times in the past 2 years.
That's fair. You have a 2-year-old.
Yeah, and also, fuck, probably the last 6 years, because Morgan watched it before Ren was even born. She likes Chicken Little.
I gotta be honest, I couldn't tell you the last time I've seen Chicken Little, and I'm quite confident that I haven't seen it more than 3 times.
Are you sure you've seen it?
Yeah. Tiny, well, actually, honestly, a medium-sized chicken, or chick, rather, with a ginormous fucking head. And he's a nerd. And he gets bullied. And I don't remember anything else.
What I knew about this movie up until dating Morgan was that R.E.M.'s It's the End of the World as We Know It was in this movie.
It is?
Either it is or a cover of it is.
I could believe that.
I ought to pull the soundtrack up just to...
What a fucking title for that.
It makes sense, right?
No, it does. It does. It's a very, I think, qualifying soundtrack selection for that specific movie. Isn't his whole thing that he thinks the sky is falling?
Yeah, and he's right. The sky was falling.
Oh, isn't that because they're in the simulation and there's panels?
Yeah, they're like, there's like an alien ship above them.
That's what it looks like.
It's the sky, and then a piece of the ship falls down.
Yeah. Okay. It's coming back to me now.
You really feel for the kid or the chick, if you will.
So it's kind of like spaghetti with meatballs. No. What is that movie?
Rainy with a Chance of Meatballs?
Cloudy with a Chance of Cloudy. Meatballs.
Yep, the original R.E.M. track is. Yeah.
Interesting. That's fucking dope. If that song isn't in this game, I'm going to be pissed.
I'm already pissed because I know it's not.
I doubt it is. Who knows? Maybe in the original licensing agreement, they got approval to include it in any of the IP.
We have had songs with lyrics in them, haven't we? Were there lyrics in the Tony Hawk's Tony Hawk's Downhill Jam? I remember there being
I don't remember. There was some music. Yeah, there was some good, good soundtrack in there. I don't remember if there were lyrics.
I think there were.
Shit.
So it could be. We stand a chance. We stand a chance, and the rating of this game will be highly dependent upon that.
Absolutely. Yeah, if that song is not in here, I'll quit the show.
You're just looking for an excuse to quit.
Yeah. It's about time. Made it a year. Done.
Yeah, you did your time.
Nah, we can make it another year, I bet.
At least.
Hell yeah.
Well, are we calling it a wrap on Chinatown War here?
Yeah, I think Chinatown Wars can get behind us now, unless I decide to play it a little bit more tonight before bed, which is always a good possibility.
Yeah.
Which I say about every fucking game we play.
I really want to play Tribes.
I also want to play Tribes,
dude, it's so addicting. Like, I've been landing 5 kills. That clip I sent, it says kill 7. I think it's like the most kills I've ever gotten in a round. But
I've gotten maybe 2 kills.
Yeah, 4 or 5, but I'm so stoked when I get a kill. Or even when you hit, you're just like, okay, I'm figuring it out. And like the more and more I've been playing, the more I'm figuring it out without figuring out that I'm, without knowing that I'm figuring it out, if that makes sense.
Sure.
Like the other day I was playing and I did some shit that I didn't know how I did it. It's so much like surfing on Counter-Strike that there's some times where I know what to do without the game having told you what to do.
It just feels intuitive.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to give strafing a try. I didn't realize that you could do strafing, so I had not tried to strafe.
And another thing I realized too was like it's so much about momentum that if you're coming down on a hill at the wrong, your hill's coming down like this and you're coming at it that way and you're going to hit it like flat like that and it's going to kill your momentum, you can kind of like curve it, and as long as you slide still.
Yeah, it reminds me so much of playing Dragonfly, the mobile game.
Yeah, the ramp slide. I did not even make that connection.
I fucking love that game. I miss that game because you can't download it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I miss that game so fucking much.
I have the, I have it, Dragonfly.
You still have it installed?
I have it installed on one of my tablets still.
Fuck, I'm so jealous.
So if there's a way that I could, I don't know how you could share that.
Fucking Apple's got their shit locked down so fucking hard, those cocksuckers.
So
fuck you, Apple.
The other thing about Tribes.
Also, fix my phone.
If you've never played Tribes, Tribes is a FPS arena shooter where you have, you're on skis, and if you're going downhill, you pick up momentum, and you have a jetpack that you use when you're going uphill, and combining those things gives you a hell of a launch. It's You ever have those dreams where, like, you're not flying, but not you anymore. Can jump really high, but you have to, like, slide in from your jump? I have, like, once a year I can get one of these high jumping sliding dreams. Fuck, and they're so much fucking fun. And I'm really hoping that playing this game is
going to... We'll bring one of those in soon. Yeah, dude. I'm still trying to recreate a weird, sexy dream that I... Well, no, because now that I think about it, I was very young when I had that dream. As was the select individual that I was infatuated with at the time. And rightfully so, as we were the same age. So, no, I don't want to go back. Actually.
My favorite dream. I have dreams that are, like, very reminiscent to Air Gears.
Oh, dude, that is so fucking sick.
Where I'm just, like, on, like, the freeway and, like, skating really fast. Or sometimes I've had those dreams on a longboard. And it's just, like, you're going insanely fast, but somehow you have control of it. And, like, you're, like, always on the brink of almost losing it.
Uh-huh. Dude. Jet Set Radio, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that fucking game. I need to cop the... it's not an official, like, re-release or sequel or anything like that, but there's another game that recently came out.
Cyberpunk. What the fuck is it
called? Yeah, I don't know.
It's something funk and it's something cyber.
It's got the exact same flavor to it, though. And mm-hmm. I don't know if it's affiliated in any way. I don't give a fuck. I just want to play it.
Yeah, it does look sick. It's on sale right now.
No shit.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you know? Go pick up yours today.
On the Switch, at least. I know that. I saw that today.
Oh, fair enough.
As is Paw Patrol Big Adventure or something like that. It's an open world Paw Patrol game.
What?
Yeah.
It's open world?
It's open world. And I hate that made me consider it. And I'm just like, I could play this with my kid. So
that does sound fun, actually.
Considering it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck, if you pick it up, let me know. We could split screen it. That would be fun.
Mm-hmm. Ren would love that.
God, that'd be fucking fun. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we'll even stream it.
Oh, promises, promises.
I said maybe. That's not a promise.
I know. It's just not the first one we've alluded to. And it won't be the last.
We like to allude.
We do like to allude. We are the Alludie Boys.
Ooh, it's kind of like lewd, but... I like it.
Yeah, we are that also sometimes. Yeah.
The Looty Aluti Boys.
Looty Looty. Looty Tooty Doo.
Well, I don't think we can get any more out of us on this one.
No.
Go play Chinatown Wars if you haven't.
Either that.
Or play Disney's Chicken Little Ace in Action with us for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, same time, same place, assuming one of us doesn't die. Or come up with a marginal excuse.
Wait, 2 weeks, is that a road trip?
Oh, fuck me.
We're going to Missouri.
Yeah, buddy, we are. Yeah, that's absolutely during our trip. Catch us in 3 weeks.
3 weeks. 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Wait, can we change our game if we have 3 weeks to play a game?
Oh, shit.
While we're on a road trip. Because
fuck.
We're going to take turns driving.
Well, we are if we're going to take 3 weeks to play a game.
Yeah. Is it time to play a Dragon Quest title?
I think it's time to play Dragon Quest.
All right. Let's see what Dragon Quest games are on the DS.
Fuck you, Chicken Little.
I can't. It's so funny because 3 weeks from now, I want that to be our game.
Chicken Little?
Chicken Little.
You know, it's funny because we said that about the Dragon Ball game that we played last
year. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Attack of the Saiyans.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah. Yeah.
And we go watch that episode.
Our first live stream.
Yeah.
Okay, so Dragon Quest on NDS. Not NDA.
Totally NDA. Different content.
What's NDA?
Non-disclosure agreement,
that's right,
typically.
That's right. So we have Dragon Quest V, Dragon Quest IX, Dragon Quest IV. Give me 1 second here.
Yeah, take your time.
Four is kind of the one that I would lean to...
Say four.
Say is like the one that we want to get into.
Hell yeah.
Like as your first Dragon Quest title.
Okay.
I have to say 4 is I think we're going to go with four.
Let's do four.
Okay.
Fuck yeah. Catch us in 3 weeks. Not Chicken Little.
Not Chicken Little.
We're playing Dragon Quest IV.
Hell yeah.
Does it have a subtitle or second title?
Subtitle for Dragon Quest IV is... Hold on. Dragon... Jesus Christ. Jesus fucking Christ.
You can do it. I believe in you.
Chapters of the Chosen.
Chapters of the Chosen. Not worth the wait, but still a quality subtitle.
Legs are hanging.
Yeah, we'll see you guys in 3 weeks.
We'll be looking all tan and shit. I don't know if Missouri is that much south than where we are right now.
Relieved to be home, at the very least.
Tired.
Tired, probably. I'm tired already. We haven't even gone.
A newly obsessed Ed with Dragon Quest.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, actually. I'm really excited.
I hope.
Hell yeah.
All right.
All right.
Catch you next time.
See you guys next time.